As they walked along, Jesus said to them, "How slow you are to comprehend the truth. When you tell me that it is about the teachings and work of this man that you have your discussions, then may I enlighten you, since I am more than familiar with these teachings. Do you not remember that this Jesus always taught that his kingdom was not of this world, and that all men, being the sons of God, should find liberty and freedom in the spiritual joy of the fellowship of the brotherhood of loving service in this new kingdom of the truth of the Heavenly Father's love? Do you not recall how this Son of Man proclaimed the salvation of God for all men, ministering to the sick and afflicted and setting free those who were bound by fear and enslaved by evil? Do you not know that this man of Nazareth told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, be delivered up to his enemies, who would put him to death, and that he would arise on the third day? Have you not been told all this? And have you never read in the scriptures concerning this day of salvation for Jew and Gentile, where it says that in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed, that he will hear the cry of the needy and save the souls of the poor who seek him, that all nations shall call him blessed, that such a deliverer shall be as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, that he will feed the flock like a true shepherd, gathering the lambs in his arms and tenderly carrying them in his bosom, that he will open the eyes of the spiritually blind and bring the prisoners of despair out into full liberty and light, that all who sit in darkness shall see the great light of eternal salvation, that he will bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives of sin, and open up the prison to those who are enslaved by fear and bound by evil, that he will comfort those who mourn and bestow upon them the joy of salvation in the place of sorrow and heaviness, that he shall be the desire of all nations and the everlasting joy of those who seek righteousness, that this Son of Truth and Righteousness shall rise upon the world with healing light and saving power, even that he will save his people from their sins, that he will really seek and save those who are lost, that he will not destroy the weak but minister salvation to all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that those who believe in him shall have eternal life, that he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and that this Spirit of truth shall be in each believer a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Did you not understand how great was the gospel of the kingdom which this man delivered to you? Do you not perceive how great a salvation has come upon you?